Blog Talk Radio.
Divinity Spiritual Online Healing for All. If you would like to call in, the number is 845-241-9850. In just a little bit, Mary Margaret's here, and she's going to explain how this show is going to work today and the consecutive Fridays to come. And remember, if you want a private session, please give her a call at 513-289-2914. So I think that's all I'm going to say right now because we have a lot of information to cover and it's very exciting. How are you, Mary Margaret? How are you today?
I'm great. I am great. I'm so excited about this show. For those of you who are not familiar with healing, spiritual healing is the most wonderful an exciting thing I have ever done in my life. And it's my pleasure to share some of these things with you. So today and every Friday from noon to 1, there'll be a little lesson where we explain some things. And then that we'll have callers where I will do what I do with the prayers. And remember, you're not getting Mary Margaret's energy. I'm channeling the energy of Jesus or Mary Magdalene or Prime Creator, or I like to say Divine Creator, because Divine Creator is the higher energy of the seventh dimension, and it works very, very well in spiritual healing. So for the first lesson, for those of you who are not familiar with spiritual healing, surrounding this body is an emotional body, a mental body, and an electromagnetic field. That electromagnetic field is the energy of the Creator that is holding this energy together. Now, if you've had trauma, if you've had great fear, accidents, addictions, any type of trauma, car accidents, any type of trauma, you can definitely have trauma. And with that trauma, you're fracturing your field. And when the field is fractured, entities that come in and out. Now, what is an entity? It sounds so mischievous, for lack of better words. An entity is an energy that was created by any one of us in humanity. You see, when a person is angry, when a person is suffering, when a person has heartache, it creates an emotion. And as that emotion starts to develop, and it just sits on that lower fourth dimension, that first level, you don't see it, but it looks like little blobs. And then once it starts to get more sophisticated, it can get sophisticated, it can move up into a second level of the fourth dimension. And you'll hear me repeat these things. But the important thing is that you understand we are going to remove any entities and negative energies and emotions that are ready to be released. Just because we do this, if there's a spiritual reason for somebody to have an emotional energy, and there could be any number of things, if there's a spiritual reason, that it may not leave. That's why most of my people, we do the clearing prayer every day. So we're going to do the clearing prayer in a little bit, and you'll understand that we're going to remove entities. We're going to surround and support your fields and bodies and heal those, and then align and regenerate everything that you are to the cosmic template on your fifth dimensional self, your heavenly body. Now, here at Divinity Spiritual, I get prayers from Divine Spirit, but I'll also get a prayer specifically for you and your needs if you call. The energy of these prayers, they're invocations. We're not only having the energy of Divine Creator come through me so that I can give it to you, we also have the energy that is you, your spirit. And if you're not familiar with this, as we do this, as you identify more with your spirit will become stronger and stronger. So I would not judge this broadcast by only one, because there might be something that you may need, and we will do it, and I will explain it, and I wouldn't want you to miss out on any of that. So for right now, Janie is going to say one of our clearing prayers, and I'm going to say it with you. I have my hand on my heart, and I would encourage you to put your hand on your heart and feel this energy as the guardians and the healers of humanity come in now to clear you. Jane?
By the power and authority of Prime Creator.
By the power and the authority of Prime Creator.
And Jesus.
And Jesus.
I now decree.
I now decree.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
Gently release all negative entities and energies.
Gently release all negative entities and energies.
That are touching, using, tempting, or taunting me.
That are touching, using, tempting, or taunting me.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
And send them to a place where they can do no harm.
And send them to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
Release all disease, unhappiness.
Release all disease, unhappiness.
Trauma, fear.
Trauma, fear.
Pain, addiction.
Pain, addiction.
Relationship difficulties and financial distress.
Relationship difficulties and financial distress.
Remove all negative energies.
Remove all negative energies.
And effects of any medicine.
And effects of any medicine.
Or medical procedure.
Or medical procedure.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
Of all that I can be.
Of all that I can be.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And take 3 deep spiritual breaths.
Thank you, Jeannie. I'd like to explain the breaths to everyone. As we do this, it works on a cellular level. And when you take the first breath, it signals to your body that to get ready, that something's going to happen here. The second breath actually starts releasing whatever is ready to release. And the third seals your new belief system in. And as I said before, just because you do the clearing prayer on one day, and usually the first time you do it, there's a lot of things that leave at that point. But the energy of this now is that there's different levels. This is like the peeling of the onion, and each skin becomes a different level. And as you progress, then you feel the releases. And the releases may come in the form of a little pain or the sniffles or anything like that. So don't be surprised. Also, as we do this, remember, your body's going to tell you what you need. What it is lacking, it will crave. So whether it's a steak or orange juice or rest, whatever it might be, I would ask you to respect that and know that your spirit is extremely strong. It's just waiting for you to acknowledge that it is there and it can help you. So this is very exciting for those of you who've never done the clearing prayer again for any period of time. All right. Now, do we have any callers, Jeannie?
We actually do have a caller. Would you like to take that call now?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Who's this, please?
Hi. This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you, dear?
Well, seemed kind of out of the blue. I woke up this morning with kind of a head cold, a stuffy nose.
Mm-hmm.
So
All right.
A lot of times when the temperature drops, you know, like
mm-hmm.
30 degrees at once, it kind of hits
mm-hmm.
me. So I'd love to clear that up.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a few questions. You know, disease is caused because of our emotions and because of negative mental programming.
Uh-huh.
Everyone thinks it's just the physical body doing what the physical body is going to do, and that's not true. Your emotions play a huge part in your health. Now, when you say a little bit of a headache, and we look at it as sinus when you have a stuffy nose and that type thing, I would ask you, also, you said when the weather drops, that's the perfect time for spirit to push out a release from your nasal passages.
Ah.
These things are uncried tears.
Ah.
So I would ask you, is there something that you've been thinking about or something in your past that was so terribly sad that upset you, that brought you really into tears, and you really haven't let go of it?
Well, I seem to get a cold this time every year around Halloween,
mm-hmm.
but I can't
All right.
think
Did
of an emotional
around Halloween?
Thing at that same time of year that happened, unless it's way back in my childhood.
Did anything happen around Halloween that has caused you trauma or fear?
Not that I recall.
Okay. All right.
Unless it was a very young childhood.
That could have been. It could have been then. How did you feel about Halloween when you were a child?
Oh, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I loved
good.
It. We did. We had great time. These days everybody buys a costume, but you know, when I was a kid, we made costumes.
Right. Yes.
My mom helped a lot. My mom is really good with making costumes, and it was just a great family.
Oh, that's
time.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Is mom still around?
No, quite a few years. 20 years ago, she passed.
You know Catherine?
So
the
maybe
memory
that's it?
Of those, yeah, that the memory of those Halloweens with the approaching Halloween, it could be that those are the tears that you're still crying.
Oh, yeah, good one.
You know? So what we're going to do is we're going to do an invocation. And instead of putting your hand on your sinuses, I'd like you to put your hand on your heart.
Okay.
You know, I don't know how often you think of mom, but it's easy.
Oh, a lot.
When you've
yeah.
lost somebody like that, to stuff it. Because
mm-hmm.
you know, especially after 20 years, you know, things
yeah.
will happen.
I was relatively young. Yeah, when your mom dies when you're, you know, in your 20s, that's pretty young.
Right. That's awfully young. Missing
yeah.
her for all the major events in your adult life. I think that's it. I do. I think
yeah.
that's it.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah.
All right, Catherine. Are you sitting in a comfortable position?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you don't have to remember this word for word, but if this happens again, or if you're missing mom at any particular event or anything like that, I want you to kind of put a small invocation together, and I know you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who would you use as your... would you use Jesus or God, or who would you use to invoke?
God.
Okay. I want you to repeat after me. And for all those listening, if you can relate to this, and even if you can't, if you care to do this and you may feel something release, you may feel nothing release, but it's not going to do you any harm. This spiritual healing is spiritually directed. It was spiritually directed that Catherine called. And I had no idea about her mom or Halloween or anything else. But for her, subconsciously, she's still hurting. Is that fair, Catherine?
Yeah, and it's just this is bringing it out to the conscious level.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. So, take a deep, slow, spiritual breath. And repeat after me. By the power and the authority of God.
By the power and the authority of God.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
And all that I have ever been.
And all that I have ever been.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
Mom, I love you.
Mom, I love you.
And I have missed you so much.
And I have missed you so much.
I feel I've gotten robbed being the youngest.
I feel I've gotten robbed being the youngest.
And although I know I will see you again.
And although I know I will see you again.
I'm still hurting.
I'm still hurting.
Angels of God.
Angels of God.
Gently release this hurt and pain.
Gently release this hurt and pain.
And in those spaces.
And in those spaces,
place the love of place the love of God.
Place the love of God.
Fill me up.
Fill me up.
And Mom?
And Mom?
I cannot tell you how much I appreciated those costumes at Halloween.
I cannot tell you how much I appreciated those costumes at Halloween.
You made everything so much fun.
You made everything so much fun.
So when I think of you, Mom, I think of you tenderly.
So when I think of you, Mom, I think of you tenderly.
And I release from my sinuses.
And I release from my sinuses.
Let it go, honey. Your tears are important now. Let it go. That's it. Let it go. The tears, especially from my mother's death.
I release the tears, especially from my mother's death.
So be it. So be it done. So be it done now.
So be it. So be it done. So be it done now.
Now take those three deep breaths and breathe deep, really deep into your belly.
Yeah.
And allow you.
It feels better all the way down. I feel my lungs clear first before my sinuses.
Oh,
so
that's very
starting.
Good. Very good. Very good. And really, as I said, Catherine, this was meant to be.
Yeah.
This was meant to be. So keep tuning in. If anything else, anybody else has a problem, tell us about us and let's heal the world together.
So you're going to, this will be every Friday?
Yeah, every Friday from noon to one.
Wonderful.
And you
Thank
know, you can always go in and in the archives too. So
right.
If you have anybody, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but thank you so much for calling, Catherine.
Thank you. I'll keep listening.
Thank you so much. Janie, do we have any other callers?
Not at the moment.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I can explain more. For those of you who are listening to this later, when we do any kind of spiritual healing, much of it is, all of it really is divinely orchestrated, and it's always under divine direction. I didn't know anything about spiritual healing. I was raised Catholic, so I didn't believe anything like this. And then when I started to learn, as far as being an intuitive and a medium, and then I graduated to the energy of spiritual healing. And I will tell you, there is no better gift for me and for me to give to anyone else, because the energy that we are gets so confused on things. And the energy that we are, we have no idea. I have to tell you, I was 42 years old. I had no idea I had an entity. And I had a very sophisticated entity. And it was only by the grace of God that I met somebody who knew exactly what to do, and she had the frequency to do it. You see, you're going to do this, and in most cases, you can release the entities. When I say entities, they're the smaller, less sophisticated type entities. Now, there are more sophisticated type entities that are still fourth dimensional, but they're on that third and fourth level, and they are very bad, very bad. Now, why are they doing this to us? Well, they're doing this to us because they want our heartache, our fear, our trauma. They want our energy, so that's what their food. As we would eat a steak and a baked potato, they're having our emotional energy for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And next week we'll talk more about that with the Matrix of Illusion. And I'll be able to, you know, maybe I should do it now, Jamie. All right. Okay, Spirit is saying, let's do this now. I want you to understand, you know, we're all born into this world, and we know as far as what is said as far as the fall from the garden. Well, what that fall from the garden was our fifth dimensional home, where we were free and we were God's child. And the Prime Creator had us right there. And then Adam disobeyed, Eve disobeyed, and we were thrusted out of the garden, thrusted out of that fifth dimensional heaven. And our energies transformed through the fourth dimension so that they could manifest here. But in the meantime, the veil, many of you have heard of the veil. The veil means that energy that is blocking us from seeing anything on that fourth dimension. That veil is there. And the veil is hiding this incredibly large chessboard, a game board. And we've all been on it. We've all been on it. And the word devil means of the veil. The word veil means evil. And what they do is they try to manipulate all of us so they can have that breakfast, lunch, and dinner of negative energy. Now, we don't have to be part of it anymore. Remember, knowledge, spiritual knowledge is incredibly important. And I think that's why Divine Spirit wanted me to talk about this now. All of us have been trapped on that fourth dimension, you know, and whether you stub your toe and you're in a great deal of pain or something else makes you unhappy, they're gonna encourage that. They don't want you to be positive. They don't want you to be happy. That does not help them. So as we do this, I will say this. It is very important that you believe that this is a wonderful life, because it is. It really is. And that's what you will attract. And we'll get into the law of attraction in further episodes. But you will attract the highest and the best, because you are thinking as the highest and the best. In fact, just a little story. A woman I know has been sick for 3 months, terribly sick. And I talked to her last night, and she was in tears. She just could not take anymore. And so I started telling her, you know, you've got to tell these things to get away from you. This is darkness when it lasts that long and the doctors can't find anything wrong. I said, this is just the darkness. You've got to kick them out. You've got to get them away from you. I said, you know, they test all of us. I said, so they're testing you now. So we raised our voices and told whoever this was that was causing her illness to go away. Remember, the doctors couldn't find anything. There was no physical reason that she should still be sick for 3 months. So, and it was amazing how quickly she got well. So that's what spiritual healing allows us. It allows us to take charge of our life. And yeah, we still get a curveball once in a while. That's to be just understood. But when we are under that kind of, that was an attack. When you've been sick like that and the doctors can't find anything wrong with you, that was attack. So we had to deal with it on a spiritual level. And remember that, because that can happen to any one of us. Now, so we have this game board, and it is called the Matrix of Illusion. Great illusion, because on that chessboard, devil, they call them the devils, will manipulate us so that they can have their breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And they're here. We can't see them, but they're here. And they will do anything. Now, the more sophisticated entities, you may have to call me, because not too many people I know have a high enough frequency to release demonics. Okay, I'm just going to tell you that right now. So if something is very severe, please don't hesitate to call me. I will clear whoever has that kind of trouble, because they will never get out of they'll never get out of the situation themselves. All right. So we have this game board. We're all on it. We're being manipulated, and we have these entities. They're calling themselves devils. They're of the veil. And we know now. We're awakened. We don't have to play this game anymore. It is the age of Aquarius. And because it's the age of Aquarius, the darkness has to leave. But they're not all leaving. They're taking their time, let's put it that way. So all of us have energies that are within that grid of darkness that we call the Matrix of Illusion. All of us have cords and ties with the Matrix of Illusion. All of us have contracts, agreements, initiations with the darkness, the so-called Matrix. Well, we're not playing this game anymore. And by law, what you say becomes your law. And as we set this law down, then the Matrix of Illusion is cleared. Now, that doesn't mean you won't have some, you know, different things that might come to you and try to give you a really hard time. But it means that your energy can be stronger, your mind can be clearer, and your spirit can guide you in a way that it could not do before. So we're going to do this invocation, and as we do this invocation, we're going to say, I'm not playing the game anymore. I'm a child of divine light. And all energy that is mine will be connected to the divine grid, the grid of my divinity. And it is amazing what can change when you do this, when you are no longer controlled by the darkness. And I don't know anyone who came in to this life without being part of this Matrix of Illusion for this lifetime or any other lifetime. So as we do this, I want you to sit comfortably and take a deep spiritual breath. Janie, do you have the prayer?
I do. Do you want to repeat the little paragraph before with me, or would you just like me to send them?
Why don't you read that part of it, and then when you come to the prayer, I'll repeat. And everyone, I will repeat with you. Hear my voice. Let it come into your heart, your system, because it's the energy of God is traveling on this voice, and the energy of God is coming through you as you do this. Go ahead, Jamie.
I am a child of divine light and divine love in this age of Aquarius, the age of divine light. I have awakened to the power given to us by the Creator to co-create my existence. My fifth dimensional frequencies require that I release all interference. No, I will not play this game any longer. If I am in any way tempted or taunted back into the chessboard of manipulation and fear, please bring this awareness to the front of my mind. By the power and authority of Divine Creator.
By the power and the authority of Divine Creator.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now invoke by the power of my spirit.
I now invoke by the power of my spirit.
And give full permission.
And give full permission.
I now decree.
I now decree.
All energy that is mine within the matrix of illusion.
All energy that is mine within the matrix of illusion.
Be now released, cleansed.
Be now released, cleansed.
And purified by the most holy divine spirit.
And purified by the most holy divine spirit.
And return to me within divine intention.
And return to me within divine intention.
And divine direction.
And divine direction.
It is my energy and I claim it.
It is my energy and I claim it.
All cords, ties, and attachments.
All cords, ties, and attachments.
To the so-called veil.
To the so-called veil.
Be disconnected, dissolved.
Be disconnected, dissolved.
And neutralized.
And neutralized.
All contracts, agreements.
All contracts, agreements.
Ceremonies and initiations. I'm sorry.
Ceremonies and initiations.
With the matrix of illusion.
With the matrix of illusion.
The darkness.
The darkness.
Are now terminated for this in all lifetimes.
Are now terminated for this in all lifetimes.
I rebuke all darkness.
I rebuke all darkness.
These chains are gone.
These chains are gone.
I am not playing this game anymore.
I am not playing this game anymore.
All interference to my happiness, prosperity.
All interference to my happiness, prosperity.
Freedom, higher purpose.
Freedom, higher purpose.
And all other rights given to me by the Creator.
And all other rights given to me by the Creator.
Be now released and removed.
Be now released and removed.
I align to the perfect programming.
I align to the perfect programming.
Of the divine template of my most high self.
Of the divine template of my most divine self.
I accept this perfection.
I accept this perfection.
Claim my birthright.
I claim my birthright.
Of excellent health and beauty.
Of excellent health and beauty.
Love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Success and prosperity.
Success and prosperity.
Wisdom and knowledge.
Wisdom and knowledge.
My spiritual path.
My spiritual path.
And my most sacred destiny.
And my most sacred destiny.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And take those three deep spiritual breaths. And Mary Margaret, we just so you know, we do have another caller. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Now, within this matrix of illusion, you've been really comfortable there. You've been there all your life. So things may seem a little different. But that just means that you're changing levels. your spiritual frequency, that which is your spirit, and your physical frequency are going to change now, because your energy is your energy, and it's sovereign now. It is not belonging to anyone else. You may have a lot of energy running through you. You may not feel anything, but things will change now, and they will change for the better. Now, I'm not saying you won't get tested, you know, because, you know, every one of us go through something. But with the use of spiritual healing and with the determination of each one of us to be children of the light and only the light, that in itself will heal us on an extremely deep level. All right, Janie.
Ready for the call?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great.
Mm.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. This is Mary Margaret. Okay. With whom am I speaking, please?
My name's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How can I help you, dear?
Can I get any messages from, like, Spirit?
I'm not doing messages today. The show for messages is on Wednesdays between 5 and 6. Today, we're talking about healing. Do you have any need of healing?
I was trying to get a reading. Do you do readings? You only do them on a different day.
I do them Wednesday, or you can get a private session.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, dear. All right. Yes, this show is all about healing and to teach healing. You know, I have classes, and I have some very unique information coming from Spirit in regards to healing. So, you know, as we do this, you know, I've been doing this for over 30 years. And the energy of divinity spiritual healing is, it's just grown. We have energy. We have classes on healing. We have classes for tarot. Or if you would rather get into the spiritual intuitive, we have classes on the spiritual intuitive, prosperity, and even the ministry, if that's something you're interested in. But the energy of divinity spiritual is quite perfect. And I only hope I can do justice to it for all these years I've tried. So let's see. What should we talk about today? All right. Let's talk about prosperity. And Janie, if you get the prosperity prayer ready, then we can do this. All of us want prosperity. And all of us realize that if we think we are poor, that we are victimized by bills, that any number of things could keep us from prosperity, then indeed they will. As we speak of prosperity, understand that there's also messages consciously and subconsciously. And your feelings, your emotions, your emotions are like the propellant to thinking clearly, stating what you want, creating what you want, and that type thing. Now, not everybody has, they haven't cleared the energies of really creating prosperity. And so not everything is happening on this conscious level anyway. There are many energies, things that have happened to us that in order to have prosperity, we need to clear those things that are interfering. Now, we do have a prosperity prayer that we're going to say. And remember, if you want a copy of any of these prayers, just contact Janie at RevMMDenholm@AOL.com, and we will get them to you. Prosperity. As we talked about before, if you get angry, if you feel that you're not worth a raise, or could be you don't feel that you're worth love, or you don't deserve that beautiful house, or whatever your inner talk is to yourself, or even if you felt that way earlier, if it wasn't cleared, that's going to interfere with your prosperity. Happiness promotes happiness. Sadness promotes sadness. All right. And if it's something material you want, oh, sure, we can go ahead and continue to consciously, you know, increase the energy of that. But it is so much more effective when you have the spiritual energy. And that's what this prosperity prayer has within it. Every time you say it, it's preparing you more and more for 100% prosperity. Now, I'm trying to think what else Okay. As we think about prosperity, it is incredibly important to understand. When I was raising my kids and working and everything else, I never had enough time. I never had enough time to do everything that I had to do. And I always found that shortage. Well, time also is part of prosperity. It's not just wealth. And wealth, it carries a higher vibration than saying you're rich or anything with money. Spirit doesn't understand the word money. They understand wealth. They understand the prosperity of beauty and health. They understand the prosperity of your spiritual path and everything that you're learning. Prosperity goes right across the board with every asset of every facet of your life. So as we do this, understand that you have to start monitoring. If you want real prosperity, you have to start monitoring everything that you're thinking. And you have to release the negative energies and emotions for whatever they might be, because they will stop. They will just totally stop the energy of prosperity. The other part of prosperity is knowing that we can't be selfish. If we are selfish, even if we did create prosperity, we would not have any joy in it. I knew a woman at one point. We were talking about prosperity, and she had a lot of money. That was not the problem. When I did this with her, we determined that she, even though she had all this money, she was only 50% prosperous. And she said, "That's impossible. I have millions. I'm set." And I said, "But you will not enjoy it. You will not use it. It will not come to you for to serve your energy." And then she got it. We have to. It's not enough just to save a bunch of money. It is important that we really feel the positive energy of riches and wealth, and allow it to serve our spirit. I'm not saying you have to give away millions of dollars or anything like that. That isn't what this is. Use the funds so that you can spiritually grow. And of course you're going to help people who may need help. But you're going to understand that whatever money you have there, it is important that you use it and enjoy it. And you gain friends and love and family with it. Otherwise, it serves no purpose. And that's what happened with this woman. It served no purpose. It was just parked there. And she was not enjoying her life or anything else. So remember that now. Now, let's see. Let me see if there's anything else Spirit wants to tell us. The energy of prosperity is something that is there for each and every one of us. Now, you've heard me say, if you've listened to other shows, you've heard me say the victim and martyr prayer, the one to release victim and martyr energies. Now, if we feel that we're a victim, or if we're martyring ourselves, taking care of everyone else, then that's going to really affect our prosperity. And even if we don't think it's affecting our prosperity, believe me, it does. The energy of the victimhood and the martyrdom, it comes to what it does, it puts barriers up around us. So even if we have a great deal of wealth, those barriers are not allowing us to enjoy it, to use it for our higher good or the highest good of others. So selfishness, you can be selfish. That doesn't mean you're going to enjoy your prosperity. All right, now. All right, Janie. Janie's going to say the prayer. I'm going to repeat it. There's a little brief paragraph explaining this. And I would say it with me. Close your eyes. Feel these words. Feel as the Creator comes through you.
Prosperity and abundance of all good things are available to all of humanity. It is our spiritual birthright. However, the law of attraction may keep many of us in the energy of lack. If we've been lacking all of our lives, or feel that we do not deserve prosperity, then we may not attract the highest and best of prosperity in this lifetime. If you're not attracting the prosperity you know that you deserve, then be certain to say the clearing prayer and the release of victim and martyr prayers on a daily basis. Remember that what you believe and how you think will create the pathways to prosperity and the highest and best of life. By the power and authority of Jesus.
By the power and the authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most holy divine spirit.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For all blockages, obstacles.
For all blockages, obstacles.
And all energies that may interfere with my creating.
And all energies that may interfere with my creating.
Accepting and the allowing of my birthright of prosperity.
Accepting and the allowing of my birthright of prosperity.
And the abundance of all good things.
And the abundance of all good things.
Be now gently changed.
Be now gently changed.
To the energy of prosperity.
To the energy of prosperity.
And spiritual abundance.
And spiritual abundance.
Or gently be lifted, released, and removed.
Or gently be lifted, released, and removed.
Within all these spaces, place the energy.
Within all these spaces, place the energy.
Of divine love and divine healing light.
Of divine love and divine healing light.
I initiate and activate these energies.
I initiate and activate these energies.
Of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I so deserve the highest and the best.
I so deserve the highest and the best.
Because I am the highest and the best.
Because I am the highest and the best.
I attract the highest frequency of wealth.
I attract the highest frequency of wealth.
Security, love.
Security, love.
Happiness, excellent health.
Happiness, excellent health.
Vitality and time.
Vitality and time.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
These are our birthrights, my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
And I claim them.
And I claim them.
All are aligned to my higher self.
All are aligned to my higher self.
And my most sacred destiny.
And my most sacred destiny.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
Done now.
So be it done now.
And take three deep spiritual breaths.
Thank you, Jeannie. It was great for the first show. It was really great.
I agree. And I just want to let people know, if you'd like to support Reverend Mary Margaret and her work, you can make a tax-deductible donation just by going to paypal.com and put in RevMMDenholm@AOL.com. That is Rev, R-E-V as in Reverend, M-M as in Mary Margaret, Denholm, D-E-N as in Nancy, H-O-L-M as in Mary, at AOL.com. And if you'd like a private session, call her at 513-289-2914. And this Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time is our Divinity Spiritual Online Sunday service. 7 p.m. Tuesday night, Joanne will be channeling, and there'll be a meditation Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, our call-in show, if that's the time, if you want a reading, you can call in 5 o'clock Wednesday, and that's Eastern Time. And then again, next Friday at noon to 1 Eastern Time. So please look for us and join us and share it. We have these messages from Divine Spirit that really need to get out so we can help as many people as possible, really.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you all for tuning in. I'll see you next week.
Everybody, have a great night, and we'll see you this week.
You are heard, you are loved.